The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. The same groups that over the decades have excluded people of color from having good schools, good jobs, or even voting object to the effort to undo their own doings. Imagine a baseball game where one team in the eighth inning is spotted 12 runs and is allowed to put runners on second and third before coming to bat and then up to that point being allowed 5 strikes and the opposition only 1 strike. Saying for the rest of the game, everything will now be equal. This false claim to make things equal for white people who have had all the advantages, to begin with, is often really a cover for deep-rooted racism. One only has to look at who is opposing diversity in schools and businesses to have a good sense of what's really behind these efforts. Many of these people are followers of a person who has made no secret about his racism with respect to immigration. Many of these people continue to object to having women in positions of power and authority. They often question people's qualifications based on their gender or the color of their skin. It's time to consider all of this when you vote and who you do business with. Bob Norris.